So I remember one of my Sunday school students asking me a really interesting question that made me research this topic in great detail. You know, we were talking about this idea of Shaitan saying that the children of Adam, most of them will be ungrateful people. And he asked me his question. He said, how did Shaitan even know that, right? Because there was no sample size of human beings at the time. Adam alayhi salam had no descendants at the time. Shaitan hadn't dealt with human beings before. How did Shaitan know? Does Shaitan know the future? No, he doesn't know the future. So how is he able to tell that this creation would be an ungrateful creation? And subhanAllah, you know, when I went to the old books and studied what the scholars said about it, I was surprised to find that they actually asked this very same question. How would Shaitan have known that the children of Adam would be ungrateful? And there are a few different conclusions that were derived. One of them is that if you remember when Shaitan first saw Adam alayhi salam, Shaitan went into the body of Adam alayhi salam and he says that هذا خلق لا يتملك, that this creation is not fit to lead. He's not fit to be in power, right? Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala, he places this hadith under a chapter and he titles that chapter باب خلق الإنسان خلقا لا يتملك, that human beings were created in a way that they are not fit to lead. And in that chapter, the first narration he places is that narration of Shaitan, but the wording of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam describing when Shaitan went to the body of Adam alayhi salam is that Adam alayhi salam, as he was standing there with no soul at that point and Shaitan was entering him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, عَلِمَ أَنَّهُ خُلِقَ خَلْقًا لَا يَتَمَالِكَ, that Shaitan knew when he saw Adam alayhi salam, the way that he was created, that he is not fit to be in power, that he is not fit to control. Now, what makes this really interesting, at Imam An-Nawi rahimahullah, he said that لا يتمالك here, you know, that he is not fit to be in control or that he cannot be in control, doesn't actually just mean being in control of people or being in control of the earth, that he's not fit to be Khalifa fil ard, right? That he's not fit to be in control of the earth. But what it also means is لا يملك نفسه, that he's not in a position where he can fully control himself. And that's part of what Shaitan was implying, that as Shaitan saw Adam alayhi salam and realized that his creation is similar to the creation of the jinn, that he's not an angel, and he knows what happened to the jinn and how ungrateful they became and what they did to the earth when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to them, that Shaitan was able to derive this conclusion that this is going to be a similar situation where this man, this creation, will not be able to control himself or control others, and he will be subject to his desires, and he will become ungrateful, and so on and so forth. Now, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, the author of Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, he says that when Iblis said that, he didn't say this out of yaqeen, he didn't say this out of certainty. He wasn't sure, but instead he said it out of dhan. He said it out of an assumption, out of a suspicion, based upon what he knew from the jinn and the way that they did, the way that they controlled the earth and what they did with the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to them. Now, how do we know that that's true? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually confirmed that it wasn't Shaitan's certainty, but it was his dhan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ ظَنَّهُ, that verily they made Iblis correct, or they made Iblis out to be right in regards to his suspicion. فَاتَّبَعُوهُ إِلَّا فَرِيقًا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and so they followed him except for a small group of believers. In essence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying Iblis had a feeling, he had a suspicion, he had su'a dhan in the creation, right? A bad suspicion about them that they were going to be this way, and they turned out to be as he suspected. فَاتَّبَعُوهُ, and all of them followed him except for a small group of believers. Now, why is this significant? We talked about the originating of envy and pride and so on and so forth from Shaitan, from Iblis. One of the things that the scholars derive from this is that the disease of su'a dhan, assuming evil of people, also comes from Shaitan. It's also one of the original crimes of mankind. It's one of the original crimes of creation, is to assume evil in someone else. And they say if you compare Shaitan to Adam alayhi salam, Shaitan had su'a dhan in Adam, right? So Shaitan assumed evil in Adam, okay? Adam alayhi salam assumed what of Shaitan? He assumed that he was a good creation, that he was giving him sincere advice, that there was nothing wrong with him, right? So subhanAllah, literally when you show su'adhan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says su'adhan, which is evil suspicion, thinking bad about people, leads you to all kinds of other diseases like backbiting and spying and so on and so forth, and slander. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that when you have that disease, when you have that trait, you are like shaitan, whereas when you have husn al-dhan, when you think well of people, you are like Adam alayhi salam. Now obviously it led Adam alayhi salam to a very dangerous situation, a very dangerous scenario, and shaitan turned out to be right, but there's something very important there as well, that just because your su'adhan might turn out to be right later on, meaning just because you assume that someone's evil, like I think this mechanic is corrupt, right? And he turns out to be corrupt, doesn't minimize the crime of su'adhan that you had. It doesn't make it acceptable for you to assume evil in people. If you want to be careful, if you want to be cautious, which you should be with people, and you should be smart and try not to be naive, that's one thing. But when you assume evil in people, even if your evil assumption of people is confirmed, it still makes it a major sin in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's still satanic. And let's be real about it. You know, one of my teachers, he said this, and I really appreciated that. He said that if someone is a pessimist, then most of the time, they're going to be proved right, right? If they always say that this is going to happen, and this is going to fall apart, and this person is going to turn out to be corrupt, and so on and so forth, it's very easy to do that because people will turn around, you know, 5 months later, 5 years later, and say he was right. Because most of the time, he will be right because corruption prevails amongst us, and so on and so forth. But that's not what the Prophet ﷺ was, and that's not what he taught. The optimist will get burned at times, but at least, inshallah ta'ala, he won't be burned in the akhirah. He'd be burned in this world at times. He'd be taken advantage of in this world. But hopefully not in the hereafter, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to think well of people. Shaitan thought evil of Allah, right? Because he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him down. Shaitan thought evil of Adam alayhi salam. Shaitan thought evil of the angels. Right? I mean, if you think about it, he's a very paranoid creature, and you can think about people that are like that. Everyone is out to get them. That's exactly how Iblis was. Everybody was against him. Everyone was evil. Everyone, you know, was trying to take away what was truly his and what really belonged to him. And that attitude is satanic, even if it's proven right in the future. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.